producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Rushing into your mind and into your lives. This is the Doug Zircher. Love the. I've got goosebumps listening to myself talk about how great this is.
That's a weirdo. I have goosebumps listening to myself. I'm so good.
Yes, here I am, raw on the radio. On the radio. It's Michael Horn here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day Program.
My dad's not pukey.
Your dad has. We all have that announcery sort of.
No,
sound to us
but
from time to time.
Natural. Yours is natural. You don't put on an announcer
pukey.
Voice.
No, we don't have those.
Okay, can I ask? Can I ask you guys a really
Jennifer
important
Horn
question?
Jennifer Horn on the air here on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Carrie Schillen. Yes, go ahead. Yeah,
if I ask this question.
You can ask me a question.
If I ax it, you can't judge me. Is this a promise? Do I have a promise?
I like how
I want to see pinky swearing out there, all of you, driving that car. Put the pinky
finger
up.
Yes, it's a finger.
Not that middle finger, sir. Yeah. The pinky.
All right, so what's the question?
When is it too late to have your Christmas lights up outside?
When?
Yeah. Like, because mine are light and bright, baby. And I just wonder when it's time to shut them down.
Here's the... Wait, if you want to keep that feeling and you like coming home to the security of there being light, keep them there until we get into the season where it's light when you get home. Leave the lights
on. Just keep them on.
Keep
my
them
snowman,
on.
My reindeer, and my penguin, just keep them up.
When is it now? I'm just trying to think from my own experience. By the time I leave California to come back here to the farm. Interestingly enough, I'm on the farm this morning for a couple of days. 7 degrees. Hello. Goodbye.
Hello.
But when I'll come back here in April, one of the reasons I get enthused is because by that time, there's enough light so that we can actually stay outside and work until 7:30. And I would think that'd be the time.
So you're telling me I can keep my penguin,
I think you can do it
my
you want.
Reindeer,
whatever
and my snowman
want.
Up until April when it gets
anything
light outside.
Anything you would like to do, you should.
And
be
you know what else?
What else?
I also still have my Christmas tree up. But good. In my defense, yeah. I wasn't feeling so hot.
Who are you having an argument with yourself? What is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, because I want someone to tell me it's okay to leave it.
It is okay. Jennifer?
It is absolutely okay.
Dougie and Kenny and Kara are saying to you, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Out a little bit.
Don't be stressing
Jen,
out.
My tree is still up. My lights are still on outside.
There you go.
Good. See, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Let's have some motivation for this Tuesday. If you've always done it that way, it's probably wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Says Charles Kettering, who's a well-known inventor. And our quote of the day, this comes from, actually, you know what, let's make it's a little early for a 2020 News Quiz question, but let's see if we can figure this out. I want to know whether, Jennifer, you can't tell the answer if you know the answer. The job description for a contestant on a well-known television show last night, the job description, chicken enthusiast.
Yeah.
What television program? You know the answer to that?
Ooh, I better.
Karen knows, too. Oh, good. All right. Kenny, you know everybody
and better
knows.
Better yet, I'd like to know what a chicken enthusiast is.
Well, we'll maybe feel about we'll get out the chicken song and we'll sing along. 888-302-3684. What television program premiered last night? And the description for one of the contestants is chicken enthusiast. One of the people, how many were there? How many contestants? Four, like, right?
There's,
there's
on this particular show,
20?
25 or something like
really?
That.
Really?
You want another hint?
Yeah, go ahead.
On a previous year, one of the contestants was a dog lover.
Okay.
Means they live at home with their mother.
All right. That's just what you want for this category of character. 888-302-3684. Let's find out who is paying attention to this program as it premiered last night. Remember we went through, we got a whole bunch of Jennifer in the next half hour is going to go through some other premieres.
Mm-hmm.
But this show.
Tonight, actually.
Say again?
There are a bunch tonight.
Yeah. All right. So there were two last night that we talked about. This is one of them. And I'll give you a hint. It was on ABC. All right, to help you out a little bit. One of the contestants for this show is a chicken enthusiast. 888-302-3684. Who is that? The program focusing in a moment on politicians and propaganda. No, don't tell me politicians involved in propaganda. No! How can that be? The politicians and the... Maybe we should just limit this to presidential politicians and propaganda. Speaking of that, the President of the United States has said that he wants to change things around in the gun control situation. Hear that, Congress? You can imagine what Congress is going to do when they're back. Man, they're getting right to work today. Let's repeal Obamacare, cost another $1 million to the taxpayer, and the gun control thing. And well, we've all agreed, well, I don't know, Jennifer hasn't really agreed with this, but people who make a living by selling guns, if you're going to sell guns, you ought to be registered. And you ought to conduct background checks. Everybody.
You do.
Right now, a lot of people who sell guns at gun shows and on the internet do not register as dealers. They don't have background checks on the customers. So the change will be those who sell guns as their main gig have to check it out. So there still will be people who will be selling guns. Let's say, Jennifer, you got a gun and I want to buy it. That's going to still fall into that crack. You know me, and so you trust me, you're going to sell me one of your guns.
The right thing to do is go to, a gun store, or you go to one of these gun shows, and it is really kind of a...
So you're going to bring me to a gun show to sell me a gun.
That's what you do.
You're not going to sell me a gun.
No, nobody in their right mind does that, because if you use it
kidding?
To kill
what
somebody...
Are you kidding? There are plenty of people do that.
But those are the people that are going to do stupid things.
Well, maybe we've underscored. Maybe the problem... Maybe this... What you're saying is what the key is. Nobody in their right mind...
Dealing with the matters of the mind and the heart is what we need to deal with here.
All right.
Not the gun.
So anyway, that's the latest on the gun show thing. I want to get to Ivan Elin in a moment. And get into what his overview is of the politicians and the propaganda they are using. Let's see here. Joe is in Chisholm, Minnesota. What's temperature there this morning, Joe?
It is 20 above.
20? Oh, it's warmer there than it is here. That's outrageous. Temperature in the barn this morning.
It's been a mild winter so far.
Yeah,
you have your Speedo on, Joe? That's probably right. You're getting a suntan today, right?
Oh, I hope so. Don't tell my boss.
No,
I won't. Don't
boss.
Worry.
No, it's going up to 40 here tomorrow, so it's not so bad. All right, anyway, so what TV show premiered last night that we were talking about, The Chicken Enthusiast? What's that show? And by the way,
It was on The Bachelor, and it shocked me. I didn't know what a chicken enthusiast was until I watched it.
Really?
And what is it exactly?
She's just infatuated with these chickens, and that's all. Her whole life has been chickens.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
So I want to know how you man up to your friends and tell them you were watching The Bachelor, Joe.
Well, I was with my wife.
Men love that. Oh, excuse.
Yeah, I was walking through
my wife wanted to.
McFadden says that all the time. I was walking through the living room. My wife was watching, so I just decided I'd take a shot. All right. Joe, hold on a second. We're going to send you a copy of Maria Francesca Trilogy's new book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. I think you'll enjoy it. Hold on just a second. Carol will talk to you. And 60 seconds from now, Ivan Elin will join us here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fun!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Kenny and Kara. Let's see how we can bring Ivan Elin around. He's with us frequently, author of the book, The Failed Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, writes and is quoted each week in the Huffington Post. So this week he writes that Donald Trump isn't the only one helping terrorists with their recruiting. So politicians and their propaganda, is he the chief propagandist or is he one of many, Ivan?
Well, I think we have a problem that in this country that we don't focus on some of the things that we could do to reduce the threat of these groups, particularly ISIS or Al-Qaeda, attacking the U.S. And their main complaint is, of course, our intervention in the Muslim world. And this has been their complaint, not just with the United States, but with Israel, with Russia and Chechnya, with Russia and Afghanistan, et cetera. So I think if we focused a little bit more on that, certainly we have to use the military once in a while, but I think we would be more, we would be much better off if we did it judiciously. And of course, let's look at the presidential campaign, which is what you want to talk about. Both parties have this hawkish view, including Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side and virtually all the Republican candidates, except probably Rand Paul and maybe Ted Cruz on the other side. They're all universally, you know, coming up with hawkish solutions, and that wins elections in the U.S. But it doesn't really make us safer. If we're going to take military action, we should do it in the shadows with CIA special forces, and I think it should be as a last resort. We should really try to stay out of a lot of these conflicts in the Middle East. We certainly don't have a very good track record. Every time we intervene there, the groups get more radicalized.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's you. If you look at the situation with ISIS or Daesh, as I call them, and most other people do, who want to offend them, why would we want to not offend them? We ought to be offending them as often as we can, as much as we can. Anyway, so Donald Trump is being used as, and his fellow Republicans are loving this, it would seem, as a recruiting tool for Daesh. Is that just so much hooey? But even though it's gotten a lot of headlines, he's come back and said, well, this is what I got to say, and all that. I mean, how much hooey is involved in all of this, Ivan?
Well, there's a lot of hooey involved. I don't support his proposition to ban all Muslims because I think it's unconstitutional. And also, I think it does, to some extent, rile up people. And what you want to do is, the Muslims in the United States, we have a well-integrated Muslim population. It's prosperous, and it's not really very radicalized as it is in Europe. And even in Europe, it's a small group, but we don't have that here. And, you know, if we start discriminating against Muslims, we have to focus on the people, the Islamist terrorists, and their sympathizers, and that's a very small portion of the Muslim population.
Right.
In fact, it's a tiny population. And I think, you know, the first thing to do, as Napoleon said, is to know your enemy. You got to get inside their head. And our enemy isn't all Muslims, and we ought to stop saying that it is, because that makes the problem worse. But my problem with this is, you can blame Donald Trump excessively. I think really what's an even bigger problem than proposals like Donald Trump's, which will probably never be implemented, and if they are, they'll be really unconstitutional, are the problem with the U.S. military intervention. And that really gets recruits for these people, and it gets them money, and they would love to go to the war with the superpower. But we keep George Bush fell into bin Laden's trap. But he did exactly what bin Laden wanted him to do, and then some, by going into first Afghanistan with an occupation, and second of all, into the unrelated country of Iraq. So I think, you know, fine, we have to do what we have to do militarily, but let's be judicious and not have this policy where, you know, we invade and attack Muslim countries. After 9/11, we've attacked or invaded seven Muslim countries.
Yeah.
And so we have our presidents like Bush and Obama telling the Muslim world, well, you know, we're not at war with Islam, but if you're on the other side of the gun barrel or the bomb site,
it looks
a lot different.
Yeah, it does. Ivan Elin here on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not 3 times. 3 days in the living room. Yes, ma'am, I'm a feel all
three. Yes. My three songs contest at 23 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So, what are we going to do here? We're going to play three songs by different folks. They have something in common, so let's get at it and see if you can figure out quickly what the conspiratorialists are saying brings these people together. And you call us at 888-302-3684 to be the winner. First tune is by Calloway called I Want to Be Rich. I don't want to be rich. I like being Doug. Isn't you, Jennifer?
I like you being Doug, too, but being rich is cool.
I don't know Calloway. Somebody want to tell me about Calloway?
I think this is a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Really?
And I loved this song. I remember being a kid loving it.
Top of the charts in 1990. Mm-hmm. This was the only hit they ever had. The band was actually two brothers who had formerly been in the dance band Midnight Star. They also wrote and produced for Climax, Teddy Pendergrass, Natalie Cole, and Gladys Knight. All right, so first tune in our series of three is I Want to Be Rich. Next tune is by ABC called How to Be a Millionaire.
Tell me.
Well, isn't it a dance song if I ever heard it? From the mid-80s, Kenny, yeah?
Tell me.
Big pop tune, 1984, matter of fact. Their biggest hit would be in 1987 when Smokey Sings. Ah, that's what I remember them for. All right, that's a good song, actually. They've been touring with Rick Astley and Howard Jones. Astley and Howard Jones are together? Oh, that's hard to believe. Yes? No?
Big 80s revival.
Really? Well, the 80s music is what's making it. You look at stations like K-Earth in Los Angeles, they're all 80s based.
80s.
Number one, number two in the markets they're in. Okay, so the third one, this is Weird Al, and this is called This Is the Life, this third song.
I eat filet mignon 7 times a day, but that's all filled with Perrier. What can I say? This is the life. I buy a dozen cars when I'm in the mood.
This was in Johnny Dangerously, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Don't remember this, but...
1984 was...
I think I know the answer.
On Weird Al's platinum-selling album, Dare to be Stupid, produced by Rick Derringer of the McCoys. He did a lot of producing. McCoys did... That was the first thing I ever did on the radio. I told you that, right? He's introduced Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. That was the first thing I ever said on a microphone. I was 17 years old. Anyway, this was the first from the first album that Weird Al had that was nominated for a Grammy. So, what do these songs all have in common? 888-302-3684. Where do we want to go? Let's see what Rose is up to. She's in New York someplace. Hi, Rose. Happy New Year.
Hi. How are you? Good morning.
Well, how are you? Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
No. Well, isn't it my pleasure, then, to have you on the Good Day program as a first-time caller, a virgin caller, Rose. It's very nice. All right.
Okay.
So what is there that these three songs have in common, do you think?
Money.
Money? Yeah, okay. Let me just go one page further. Kara, put the other side on. Jeff's in Des Moines. Hi, Jeff. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Doug.
Thank you.
New Year.
You want to just add to what Rose said?
Yeah, it's all about creating wealth.
Yes, about getting rich. I want to be rich, how to be a millionaire, this is the life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so I'm going to give you both a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Francesca Trilogy. So you'll have a good Happy New Year and lots of things to read about and enjoy. All right, hold on just a second. Kara's going to talk to you. Good social skills are essential for you and also for your dog. In today's Pet Show Tip for the Day, Warren Eckstein talks about how to socialize your pet.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Treat. There are all kinds of things going on in the world, and we're here to shake things up. When I say we, I mean Jennifer Horn, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls. The lady and gentleman of the morning, ladies and gentlemen of the morning, Ken Kessler is one of the gentlemen's, is that, no, gentlemen. Gentlemen is plural by its very nature, M-E-N versus M-A-N, which is singular. Everybody got that?
Got it. I got it.
Okay, flooding. We were talking about the cold weather or the changes in, what is it, El Nino, bringing wet weather next 3 days. I left
on
Los Angeles.
Watch.
Here comes the rain.
Storm watch.
Storm
2016.
Watch. Yeah. Two drops of rain.
I'm actually hanging up my window right now on storm watch. Just
really?
For you. Breaking news.
Good for
like
you,
the first
Jennifer.
Raindrop that will hit the pavement.
Yes, ooh. Very nice. Nicely done.
Tough job.
So my flight was canceled yesterday as I was getting ready to come here to the East Coast. The phone rang, and it was Amerikansky Airlineskis, and they were telling me that there was a mechanical with the plane. So I was online with this person from the, they call it the Platinum Desk. Well, Mr. Steffen, we have put you on another flight. Really? And do I have the same seat? No, unfortunately, you'll have to sit in the back 25D. Really? Next to the toilet. That's very nice. Thank you very much.
Good news, it's an aisle seat.
Right, yeah. So I went online looking at the seat chart for the flight, and it seemed that there were only like 40% of the seats filled at the end of the holiday season, and they're adjusting the trips and stuff, and sometimes the planes aren't full. So I said to him, he said to me with a straight face, there was a mechanical. I said, really? You're calling me at 7 o'clock in the morning to tell me that a flight that's scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon already has a mechanical? And he said, yes, that's right. So we've had to change everything around. I said, I'm looking at the seating chart, and only 40% of the seats are filled. So there's a flight 2 hours before this one and 2 hours after it. And it looks like you can fit all those people on the plane and those other two.
You're very smart.
Well, he didn't want to hear that. So I managed to, I was kind of me for a while with him. And I just, you know, he's working for these people.
Yeah, what's he going to do, right?
Exactly. He's not going to do anything.
So what happened?
I told him that I was not happy, and I gave him the old what for about U.S. Air taking over American and how the airline's nowhere near what it used to be.
He said,
you're entitled to your opinion, sir. And I said, that's right. I have spent, and I figured this out about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was making the last reservation. Over the years, I have over 2 million miles, and I've spent over $400,000 flying on American Airlines over the course of my traveling time. So I know that's not worth much. It's worth a lot to me.
So
I wish
did
I
you
still
have to
had
sit
it.
Coach? Is that what you're telling me?
So I sat, I got onto the plane, and I was kind of, I was hustling around. I wasn't exactly early. So I got on and took my seat, and as the plane door was ready to close, lady from the counter came up and said to me, Mr. Stefan, how would you like to ride in first class? And I said, you know, as I was supposed to in the first place anyway. I'm very happy. Thank you very much. I'll be happy to go up and take the last seat. So I did. And what I did, I called Meredith afterwards, and I laughed sort of and said that it was, it is what we all need to focus on, that's being thankful. I was thankful that I got onto a plane because I needed to come home. I have very important stuff to do today and tomorrow here.
What are you
so
doing?
I needed to be home. And so
what
I.
What are you doing that's so important?
Well, I got a lot of real estate.
We want to know the details.
Really?
Well, what could be so important that you had to get on a flight and go into the
car? Real estate items that are of interest and importance. A few banking things, that sort of stuff. Good stuff.
Lay it out. We've got time.
No, we don't. We have to keep going. Matter of fact, talking about the farm, there is, and the weather as well, the oil and wheat futures are suffering because of the weather. The floods are choking many parts of the U.S. Midwest. This is the worst flooding in 4 or 5 years, and it is disrupting everything from oil to agriculture. Pipelines have shut down. Grain elevators are closed. And as a matter of fact, yesterday we were talking about this lady that saves pigs.
She's a pig enthusiast.
She calls her farm. What was the? It was
very, Happy Hammies or something.
Yeah,
like
right,
that.
Right. The Happy Hammies. Yeah. So here we have thousands of pigs that had to be slaughtered because they were they couldn't. The farms were flooded. They can't get to them and feed them. So they rounded them all up and they brought them to the slaughterhouse. And that's what's happening in not only up and down the Mississippi River, but the Illinois River, the Ohio River Valley, and there are two or three other tributaries that go into the Mississippi. Worst since May of 2011. So you remember the pictures from 2011, the springtime of 2011, when the soils on the banking of the Mississippi were literally just pouring into the Mississippi, and that silt went all the way down the river. They had barges with excavators trying to keep up with the dirt that was the topsoil that was going down and all the way out into the Mississippi River Delta, trying to save it because it's like gold. The best things that are grown in the world are grown in these regions. And so if the water, as heavy as it is, rushes in and, because nothing's frozen yet. If the ground were frozen, it would be a different story, but there's nothing. And even though it's 7 degrees here on the farm where I am, on my farm, I could go out with a shovel and break through the crust on the top, and the temperature's going back up in the 40s this week. So there's no real hard freeze anywhere yet. And that's why the soil is running off. And the rain, can you imagine how much snow there would be if this hadn't all been rain? There isn't much snow anywhere in the country except sort of the northern Rockies. There's a lot of snow there. But the ski people here, I'm just looking also at the effect on the ski. There's no snow on my farm. I didn't see. It was supposed to snow last night. The pilot said it'd be snowing when we landed in Boston. Wasn't. Skies were clear. No snow on the ground. and there's no snow anywhere here. So, but the last three or four nights have been cold enough for them to make ski, make snow on these ski resorts. But man, are they getting creamed because there's no place to ski pretty much anywhere in the country except the Northern Rockies or outside of Los Angeles. I mean, think about how crazy that is. People are coming to Los Angeles who are ski nuts to go out to what, Big Bear and those other places where there's snow, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's not that far. That's one of the really interesting things.
It's a great thing about Southern California. Where I sit, in 40 minutes,
yeah.
I could be at the beach.
Yep.
And in an hour and 15, I'm in Big Bear in the snow. And actually, even closer than that, 45 minutes, I'm in the snow if I really wanted to get there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That would be the situation. Anyway, so that's what's happening weather-wise. So how is the weather affecting those fellas who are in the Oregon Wildlife Refuge? What do we know about it? I saw some snow and pictures there on the ground yesterday. Is that impacting what's going on? They're just sitting
there's
there.
There's snow on the ground. It doesn't look like much in the picture I'm seeing. It looks like snow.
There's no, is there a face-off? There's nobody with guns on either side shooting it up. They're just saying,
no,
we're in here and we're staying.
They're saying they don't want to hurt anybody. Actually, no. Dougie, I just found the Twitter account for Ammon Bundy.
Did you?
Yeah, let me get it.
But didn't those people go to prison yesterday and they were, the guys that were supposed to go to prison there in there protesting said that they didn't hold with this, Kenny? The rancher family went to prison.
Right.
And they said they did not endorse the siege. The story is at DougStefan.com.
He tweeted just a little while ago.
Ammon?
Said, yes. Yeah. No, not Hammond. Ammon Bundy. As Thomas Paine said, he's the son. As Thomas Paine said, it's the duty of the patriot to protect its country from its government. # citizens for constitutional freedom.
Yeah.
One of our goals is restoring the rights to the people who have lost them or were forced to surrender them. He answers because, you know, there have been a lot of trends on Twitter making fun of these guys, calling them Y'al-Qaeda and Vanilla ISIS.
Y'al-Qaeda?
Yeah. He says, we are not terrorists. We are concerned citizens who realize we have to act if we want to have anything left to pass down to our children.
Mm-hmm.
We have no intentions of using force upon anyone, but if force is used against us, we'll defend ourselves.
They say they have run out of hope. The government is so broken. This legal battle that we have, we can't keep fighting the government. This government has disrupted our lives, our ranch operation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're deeply upset over the situation.
And it's cold. These guys are out there in the cold.
Yeah, this is not a great place to be.
Not an easy situation.
No, but I'm in agreement with their sentiment, frankly. The government is so damn broken, but this isn't the way to fix it. But it does call attention to what many of the politicians who are looking for and doing well in terms of support, this is what these people who are running for office that are kind of clued in are saying. The average person feels like these guys.
Yeah.
The average person feels exactly like
angry
these guys.
Fed up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And with good reason. But this is not the way to fix the problem. It's 43 minutes after the hour. Jennifer's going to check the television news, a lot of it today. In the meantime, I do want you to get on the Super Beats bandwagon. This is a superfood that tastes great. And there are special offers now with the beginning of the year, people going on special diets and exercising and that sort of thing. And so this plays into both of those. The Super Beats routine plays into both diet and exercise. First, start your day with a Neo 40 capsule. That's a capsule that is basically a teaspoon of the Super Beats has been granulated. Putting the tablet in your mouth and having it dissolve will get the energy, will open up immediately the blood flow, opening up your veins, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs, and gives you that charge that you need at the beginning of the day. And then the Super Beats that's powdered in the canister, you open that up, you put a teaspoon and a glass of water during the afternoon. That formula will replenish the nitric oxide in your body. So you get increased circulation all through your body, the 62 or 64 miles of plumbing in your body. Your blood pressure is healthy and stays healthy. You have energy, you have stamina, and best of all, you have good cardio health. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus of the Good Day program recommends this. He's a cardiologist. He gives this stuff to his patients. And professional Olympic athletes are using it. It started with concern over blood pressure. And so now they've solved that with this. But then there are so many other things that come about as a result of it, so many good things. And so that's why I extol the value and virtue of the Neo 40 capsules and also the Super Beats. Come in beautiful, these handy canisters. I carry them in my suitcase with me. The black cherry flavor is great. So join the 23 million people who are using the Neo 40 tabs and the Super Beats. Please do yourself a favor. Get on board right now, and it's pretty easy to do that. We've made it very easy for you to understand what's going on with the company. They put up a website called DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. You can go there and get the full story on Super Beats, why you should take them every day, what the special deal is on the two boxes of Neo 40 and 30-day supply of Super Beats. This is a very inexpensive way for you to maintain that circulatory health that you need and have the pickup. The get up and go will help you get up and go. 800-655-4183. Or as I suggested, go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that number to call for the Super Beats system. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now, you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
47 past the hour now. Jennifer Horn with the television news. And I have a couple of little ditties here. Realize that today is the anniversary of the first broadcast of All My Children.
Love that show.
Premiered on this date in 1970.
The day they ripped it from me.
New York. Yes.
The day they ripped it off the air and ripped it from me. ABC, you should be ashamed.
September 23rd, 2011. Gonzo! Guns.
Sad. Love
my
that
premieres.
Show. Yeah, lots of them tonight.
Yeah.
You can check out Dance Moms on Lifetime if you're into that. Finding Your Roots on PBS. That show's always kind of fun. The Haves and the Have Nots on OWN. That's Oprah's channel. Hollywood Game Night premieres on NBC.
That's a good show. I like that.
Yeah. Jane Lynch, always fun. Killing Fields on Discovery. The Little Couple on TLC. New Girl premieres on Fox. Pitch Slapped on Lifetime. The Shannara Chronicles and Teen Wolf on MTV. And 10 Things on True TV. All taking the little screen tonight if you want to watch.
Did you see this show that premiered a couple of days ago? I'm not sure whether the Omnivore's Dilemma about eating food and healthy food. Michael Pollan. Who is Michael Pollan? I should know. He's somebody who writes books and stuff about eating, I think. But this is something that's sort of a manifesto for eaters. The reason I bring it up is because there's so much material on television now about food, cooking. I don't understand. Meredith says people love this stuff. I don't get it.
I walked into my mom's house on Sunday, and she was watching the Food Network. And the reason that she tuned into the channel that day is Valerie Bertinelli has a new cooking show that my mom really likes.
Really?
I've been watching her. She's on the Food Network. It started in the fall, and she has people over to her house. She cooks for him. Her husband's involved. It's cute. You know, I think she is probably one of the most likable actresses on screen and off screen. She seems really cute.
When I was there, Trisha Yearwood was doing her show.
She has one, too.
And she's very successful, does a good job.
All right, American Idol, is that tomorrow night it starts, right?
Tomorrow night, that's right.
What do we expect from...
The final season. You know, I'm actually going to start DVRing this. I haven't watched American Idol in years, but there's the interest. All the old judges are going to come back in some capacity. They're going to have some of the best of highlights that'll be featured, and I think it'll just be, you know, it's fun, nostalgia, and it is the last season, so you can tune into that. It's going to be shorter, too. It's not going to be quite as long.
Meredith Vieira had a 2-season run with her daytime talk show. It doesn't seem to be working.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, see you later, alligator.
The second season of the Meredith Vieira show will be its last after wrapping production. She's going to work on NBC's coverage of the Summer Olympics, so she has a job scheduled.
She's very good.
Fox's Rocky Horror Picture Show has cast Victoria Justice as the character Janet.
51 after on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for What's Cooking with Jennifer Horn. A focus on the cheap food and where you can get it, and it's getting cheaper all the time. I don't know what that's going to say. The price is cheaper, so what does that do to the quality? We'll examine that in just a moment here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
All right, let's check this out here. Burger King. Well, yesterday we were talking about McDonald's testing the McPick. What in the world is that?
Right.
What is
it's a McPick 2.
What is that?
Which allows customers to choose two of the following items for $2. You can get the McChicken, the McDouble, mozzarella sticks, who knew McDonald's had those, and a small french fry. So you can get two of those for $2.
Okay.
Now
Burger King
saying, hey, not so fast. They want to begin selling a five-item meal for $4 on Tuesday, which is how they're going to answer that McDonald's meal, and also Wendy's four for $4. The new promotion includes a bacon cheeseburger, a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece chicken nugget, and, are you ready, a warm chocolate chip cookie. Right. Burger King says that they're trying to outpace their rivals. I never think about Wendy's as the discount chain between Burger King and McDonald's. I would kind of think of McDonald's and then Burger King.
Right.
But, you know, when you go there, I mean, that's a lot of food. It seems like these fast food restaurants are trying to appeal to stoners. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. You know what? Something else I noticed is that Burger King has a new marketing person, and they're really good.
Yeah.
Remember that when they offered McDonald's, let's all work together?
Right. That was a good bit.
Genius.
And then they do this. I mean, whoever the new marketing guy is really turned it up a notch.
Is this a result of Wendy's last year doing the four for $4 deal? Is that
is? That's what they're doing, yeah. At the end of last year, they did the four for four, which was a junior bacon cheeseburger, four chicken nuggets, small fries, and a drink.
so you're actually getting the same thing from Burger King,
except you get a cookie. So, you know, for a deal.
Okay, not to be outdone, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, they've got a 7-item value menu, which each item is $5, and if you purchase two or more,
so
$35. Right? No. Each item is $5 if you purchase two or more. You can do a one topping medium pizza, 8 boneless wings, pasta, double order of breadsticks, chocolate chip cookie pizza, brownies, and 4 Pepsi beverages.
Chocolate chip cookie pizza?
That's what they do. It's just a big, gigantic
pizza. It's just a big cookie. And like a endless small pizza pan. Observation.
Yeah.
Yum Foods, which owns Pizza Hut, KFC, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Really just, I mean, dying.
It was started by Colonel Sanders. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Have really taken all of their franchises just into the gutter.
It's kind of weird, their strategy. Because I don't know about Kentucky Fried Chicken, but Taco Bell, they've been really pushing this breakfast menu, and I don't think that most people in their head think Taco Bell for breakfast.
Yeah.
I think they're smarter to almost focus on their lunch and dinner.
Do I sound like an elitist if I say I don't think about Taco Bell at all?
Yeah.
Except
Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and KFC. Bought out, done, sold within the next 2 to 5 years.
Yeah. Gonzo.
I think, has a pretty good business. And, you know, speaking of pizza, Domino's built its first franchise in Italy not so long ago. So watch out, Pizza Hut.
Domino.
Can you imagine being in Italy and ordering pizza from Domino's?
Well, but it's an Italian name. And just people will say, it sounds like an Italian name. It must be good Italian pizza.
Domino.
It's the Domino Pizza Show. That'd be a good, another food show on pizza. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.